This is Health Frontiers, and I'm Lexi Ross. And tonight we have a very special guest, Miss Betty Martini, who single-handedly has literally fought the government to get aspartame taken off the market. Good evening, Betty.
Oh, good evening, Lexi.
It is so nice to have you on the show, and I can't wait to hear about all the wonderful things you've accomplished. Let me just say, Betty has been working on Mission Possible International for 14 years.
14, yes.
Yeah, and she has just made an effort that Hercules would have been proud of. Well, tell our listening audience how you actually started your campaign against aspartame. What prompted you and how did you get involved?
Well, a physician had come to Atlanta. He happened to mention that NutraSweet was a poison. And it was sometime after that that a friend of ours was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And of course, since I have a medical background, I know you don't get it one day and die the next, but he appeared to be dying. And his arms and legs were kicking out. He couldn't remember anything. And I asked him, was he using aspartame? And he shook his head yes, he couldn't speak. And that's when I met Dr. H.J. Roberts, world expert. And he told me at the time that aspartame interacts with L-DOPA. And what he was doing was probably, you know, drinking a Diet Coke with L-DOPA. And, of course, that's what he was doing. And 4 days later, he was back to normal.
You're kidding. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Well, think of Michael Fox. He said, why did he get Parkinson's at the age of 30? You know, it precipitates Parkinson's. And, of course, it was interacting with his drugs. But in any event, that's when I first read Dr. Roberts' first book and found out that it can mimic or precipitate MS and that it causes seizures. I spent a long time just getting people off of it and watching MS disappear, seizures disappear, finally realizing it was a global epidemic. I knew that, you know, nobody has the billions to fight these monsters, who knew, of course, that it was a deadly poison when they put it on the market. And so I created a global volunteer force so there would be people in every state, in every city, and every country simply to let people know, don't use this. This is a neurotoxin, and it can kill you. And so a lot of progress, of course, has been made since that time. It's now known all over the world. The problem is now getting it off the market.
Exactly. Well, how did you, Dr. Roberts evidently had been doing his own research then. I thought his research was precipitated after your effort.
Oh, no. Dr. Roberts testified before Congress, and in his first press release, he said, if something is not done now, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to have a global epidemic. And it was Dr. Roberts that declared it a global epidemic and published the 1,038-page medical text, Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic. In fact, it's dedicated to me. But it is goes through all the diseases it causes, the mechanisms, the drug interactions. Can you imagine a product on the market that interacts with every single drug there is, making no drug safe on the market today? And also being a chemical hypersensitization agent, a literal chemical poison causing what's called polychemical sensitivity syndrome, which is the same as multiple chemical sensitivity syndrome, that it therefore interacts with all vaccines and toxins and other unsafe sweeteners like Splenda, which is a chlorocarbon poison. So, you know, it has caused one of the largest epidemics in world history.
Well, tell me this. What are the various symptoms that it causes? I mean, I know that it can cause MS, but I've heard that it can cause birth defects and all kinds of things.
Well, of course it causes birth defects. First of all, there's an FDA report of 92 symptoms that even the FDA admitted to. They won't tell you now, but we have their report on www.dorway.com. And some of the main ones, the first thing people get is headaches. And then you've got this, number two on the list is dizziness. It destroys the central nervous system. And then you've got vision problems. You've got actual liberates, believe it or not, free methyl alcohol. They actually put that poison in there too. which converts to formaldehyde and formic acid in the retina of the eyes, destroys the optic nerve. So you got vision problems. You've got joint problems. It hardens the synovial fluids. That's what this fibromyalgia is. Dr. Roberts calls it a diagnostic junk bucket because nobody understands what it is or why they have it. Even medical doctors themselves, this is what's so tragic. There's a doctor in Hialeah, Florida, who was drinking diet soda and got fibromyalgia and went from doctor to doctor in the Mayo Clinic. And the only reason that he found out is he happened to read one of Dr. Roberts' articles on aspartame and joint pain, got off of it, and, you know, he wrote a book. His first paper is, first chapter is dedicated to Dr. Roberts by aspartame nightmare. But the other symptoms that it causes all have to do, a lot of them have to do with the nervous system, all kinds of neurological problems, and also showing you how it completely destroys the family. First of all, it's an endocrine disrupting drug. It stimulates prolactin. It changes a woman's menses, so she gets infertility. So, okay, she puts down her soda pop, and she gets pregnant. And then it's a teratogen, and it causes birth defects, and it's also an abortifacient. So, like, and then even if a live child is born, as Dr. Bowen says, it may have heinously damaged DNA for generations to come.
No wonder there's so many kids today that can't get pregnant, young women.
They're all sitting there drinking Diet Coke in their fertility clinics. And I want to tell you something. This is not 70% or 50%, or every single infertile woman I have ever spoken to that got off of aspartame got pregnant. And I remember one time, you know, I'm kind of pushy because I think it's such a tragic thing to do, to destroy a family like this, that one lady was in the grocery store and she was just filling her cart with diet soda, and I kept taking it out. And I said, look, you know, she was talking to another friend, and she said, you know, she's been 10 years trying to get pregnant and that she was thinking of adopting. And I said, just get off your diet soda. And I kept giving her flyers, you know, and one of them was Dr. Roberts' paper on aspartame pregnancy. And she got all the way to checkout station, and she had it. I just took it back again. Well, I didn't see the woman for about a year and a half, but here she came running down the street. She had this little blonde little baby under her arm. And she said, you're the woman who took away my Diet Coke. I said, yeah, that was probably me. And she says, well, you know, I told, she was going to a fertility doctor, and she says, the nerve of that woman telling me that was my soda pop, that I couldn't get pregnant. And he says, well, you know, she didn't write these reports. You know, before you adopt, you could give it a try. So when she got pregnant, she says, I couldn't remember your name. But the doctor said that Dr. Roberts wrote this. So she named her little girl Roberta. And she said that, she said, the doctor said, if you ever see that woman, tell them there's a run on the name Roberta, because they got everybody at the fertility clinic off of their diet pop and they all got pregnant.
Well, you know, it's amazing that her doctor would even pay attention.
Well,
because
you
most
know,
doctors, you know, they poo-poo anything that's not, you know, hardcore research that they haven't uncovered.
Well, that's true, but that's why I asked Dr. Roberts to write all these physician papers so that patients would have it on their, on a doctor's stationery. They wouldn't say, Betty told me this. And he just wonderfully did this. He wrote on doorway, you can scroll down to experts, H.J. Roberts, and you'll see, aspartame and diabetes, aspartame and pregnancy, aspartame and joint pain, aspartame in the eyes, aspartame and dizziness, you know, all these different things, so that we can give them to a patient and say, take them to your doctor. When they see that and Dr. Roberts' credentials and all his letters after his name, they'll at least think about it. And in this case, the doctor was kind enough to say, well, let's give you, what have you got to lose? In fact, I was on a radio program in Ohio where a man heard me and said that he got his daughter off of it. He thought he'd never have any grandchildren, and he called in that night because she said she'd just given birth to a little baby boy. And she, too, had gone for years wondering why she couldn't get pregnant.
Wow.
So it's you know, just...
Well, I think you need to tell the story of who got aspartame legalized and what the history of...
This is the most incredible story there is. And, of course, it's in a movie, as I told you now, called Sweet Misery, A Poison World. Anybody wants one, they can get it from www.docworkers.com. Anyway, you know how the FDA approve anything, but this is one that the FDA not only did not want to approve, but they actually asked for the indictment. Because if you take a literal poison and you try to do studies on it and show it's safe, you can't do it. It's just impossible. That's why they keep trying to prevent independent studies on aspartame. So, what they
wait a minute. Didn't they, the American Bottling Association, ban it some back in the 40s or something?
Well, aspartame was supposedly, you know, created in 1965. But on Doorway, you'll see the protest of the National Soft Drink Association. And they explain, you know, that it breaks down at 86 degrees. And what they say is this violates federal adulteration law because you can't, because it decomposes. It is against the law. They admitted it.
When it decomposes, it turns to formaldehyde, doesn't it?
Right. You know, at 86 degrees, you got formaldehyde cocktails.
Wow.
And not only that, the whole molecule breaks down to DKP, which is a brain tumor agent. And that's what they were doing. They were actually, the rats would develop brain tumors and they'd put the, they would excise the tumors, put the rats back in the study. And when they died, they'd resurrect them on paper. And you can read that in the FDA audit, the Breslau report. Now, this is what I mean. Everything's a matter of public record. Anything that I tell you, it's not a matter of hearsay or something. Even though the FDA may lie to you, their records are right there to show you that this is exactly what happened. And when they asked for the indictment, both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team and the statute of limitations expired. And so here we go, 15 years later, and who do you think is CEO of Searle but Don Rumsfeld?
And wasn't Searle Laboratories a subsidiary of Monsanto?
Searle sold to Monsanto in 1985. So at that time, he said, I'll call in my markers and I'll get it approved. He didn't care if it was safe or not. Now, the interesting thing is that he was on President Reagan's transition team.
We're talking about Donald Rumsfeld now, our current
Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of Defense, yes.
Right. Okay. And the day after that Reagan took office, he appointed Dr. Hayes to approve it. And he was so concerned that it would take 30 days to get Dr. Hayes to the FDA that he actually wrote an executive order making the FDA, the current FDA commissioner, powerless to do anything about aspartame until Hayes got there to overrule the Board of Inquiry.
That's amazing.
And this is all in the movie. And, you know, these records exist to show you that this is true. And, of course, when Hayes got there, the FDA took the best scientists they had, and they created a Board of Inquiry, and it was their decision that aspartame was not safe and caused brain tumors, and they revoked the petition for approval. I've got a copy of it. And what happened was is that Dr. Hayes overruled the Board of Inquiry and then went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer at $1,000 a day for, on a 10-year contract. And you know what a FDA commissioner does at a PR agency, send postcards home from Bermuda.
So,
this is how
Lord.
It got on the market. So it was never, I mean, I've got the report revoking the petition for approval showing that the FDA never, never approved aspartame. It was approved, by politics, not science. In other words, that they turned it down and through this, the politics of Don Rumsfeld got it overruled. But it was never shown to be safe and can never be safe.
Wow.
And, you know, here, now look at this. This is back 1965 when they created this. They knew that it caused cancer. That's, you know, there were neoplasms. They filtered everything out. And Jerome Bressler, who wrote the FDA audit, has retired. And I called him and I thanked him for at least telling the public, giving a public record of what they did. And he said, Betty, do you think my report is something? He said that what they did when they retyped it was they removed the 20% of the worst of it. In other words, what we have on Doorway is missing the worst part of it, the 20%. And so when I heard that, I had Dr. Russell Blaylock, neurosurgeon, call him, had Dr. Roberts call him, and Dr. Roberts asked his congressman to get that other 20% from the FDA, and they refused. You know, the FDA did not serve government within the law, you know. And so it was certainly a lot worse. And in the movie, it explains that Dr. John Oney, now consider, he's one of the most renowned neuroscientist in the world today. It was Dr. Oney who did the studies on aspartic acid, which is 40% of aspartame, in 1970, and found it caused lesions in the brains of mice. And he is the one that founded the field of neuroscience called exotoxicity. Dr. Russell Blaylock wrote the book on it, Excitotoxins, a Taste That Kills. This means it's a product that literally stimulates the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage.
Wow.
And it was Dr. Oney and James Turner attorney that attempted to prevent the approval because they knew, and I have Dr. Oney's report, it's the most incredible report, and the FDA agreed with him, of what it would do to the brains of our kids. And Dr. Oney was so upset about what was going on over at Searle Laboratory that he made Searle come into their laboratory, and this is in the movie, and said, you know, you do your studies right here where I can look at them. So they did them right. And, of course, what it showed was that it destroys the brain. And so Dr. Oney, James Turner, thought it would never get approved. And guess what? Searle forgot one thing, to tell the FDA about the studies.
Oh, Lord.
And so the FDA never had those studies that were done. And then even as late as 3 or 4 years ago in Norway, they did another study, and it showed that it destroys the brain, especially in the area of learning. Searle also went down to South America and Central America, 6 countries of the world, and sacrificed people in poor villages, and did studies, which again showed that it destroyed the brain, caused brain tumors and seizures, and never published those studies, which is, you know, a crime. They knew it. What they did is they turned around and sold it to Monsanto. And the reason it's such a cash cow is consider that methanol, it's got 10% by weight of methanol, liberates free methyl alcohol, which is classified as a narcotic. And what it does is it causes chronic methanol poisoning, which affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes the addiction. So you can say...
Oh, so you actually get addicted too.
Oh yeah, some of these people say that it's harder to get off of aspartame than it is to get off of cocaine.
And I didn't realize that though.
Yeah, that's what the biggest problem is. And like a waitress said at the Marriott says, if you get a crowd of people, you know, and you got a group over here that drinks, say, Coke, and you got a group over here that drinks Diet Coke, the Diet Coke people would drink, you know, 3 to every 1 of the people drinking the regular Coke.
Wow.
And so here, you know, you hear in the news, gee, what's causing this, you know, epidemic of obesity and an epidemic of diabetes? You know, more sugar-free products. Well, it's aspartame that causes obesity, just as the Croco study showed that this formaldehyde, which is converted from the methyl alcohol, accumulates in the cells and embalms you, including the adipose tissue, which is fat cells. So Dr. Roberts in the medical tech, this page on pre-embalming. So you see these people with big hips and big thighs, and that's why. Different methods, and because it makes you crave carbohydrates. And when I say everything is a matter of public record, if you will look at the protest of the National Soft Drink Association down at the bottom, which is part of the congressional record, you'll see Dr. Wortman of MIT admitting that this is a drug that makes you crave carbohydrates so you gain weight. So it's product liability that they are promoting it as something diet when it's caused this humongous epidemic of obesity. And not only that, you know, Dr. Roberts is a diabetic specialist, which is how we found out it was a poison, because his diabetic patients began going blind and becoming confused. It causes memory loss, of course. And so he says that it not only precipitates diabetes, but it simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. It causes diabetics to go into convulsions, and it interacts with insulin.
Wow. It causes seizures. Didn't you report some time ago that airline pilots were having seizures because of drinking?
Yeah. Well, you see, you've got 50%, so there's nothing safe in aspartame. Okay, so now you've got, by weight, you got 40% aspartic acid, you got 10% methyl alcohol, and you got 50% of phenylalanine. And phenylalanine as an isolate is a neurotoxin, as Dr. Wortman told Congress, goes directly into the brain, lowers the seizure threshold, and depletes serotonin. And when you deplete serotonin, here's what you get. You get manic depression or bipolar. You get suicidal tendencies. You get mood swings, paranoia, hallucinations, insomnia. Now, does that tell you what's wrong with our kids? If you were to read, you know, these reports and read Dr. Oney's reports, and in combination with glutamate, MSG, you know, this was his prophecy. Now, we've got an entire country with
antidepressants.
That, you know, that where the children have ADD, ADHD, autism, Tourette's. Well, Dr. Oney's prophecy has been fulfilled.
Wow.
And like Parents Magazine in 1999 said, what's happening to our children? Almost every family in America is affected, and that the norm for children today is abnormal. Now let's take it a step.
Well, let me ask you this before you go further on that. Tell our audience how many different products aspartame is in.
Oh Lord, it is.
Yeah, I know it's in children's vitamins and children's cookies. I mean, it's just amazing. Not only diet drinks, it's in everything.
It's estimated to be in 9,000 products and climbing, and it's in. We just put a new list of just a small amount of some of the pediatric drugs it's in. And for instance, aspartame escalates, you know, asthma. It seriously affects the respiratory effect. Well then, if you go get asthma sprays, what do you think they got in it? Aspartame.
Oh my God.
Got a headache? Go to
work. Why would they put aspartame in an allergy spray?
Well, why in Europe, now that they, through Codex, have got a hold of the vitamins so they come through industry, are they putting aspartame in most all the vitamins? You swallow them. Aspartame is supposed to be a sweetener. And so you can understand it in something chewable, because the child would need to, they wouldn't want to have a bitter taste. But when you swallow vitamin B, why do you need aspartame in it? They know it's addictive. It's almost as if they're doing it on purpose. It's beyond anything. That, I mean, it seems unreal, like the Twilight Zone. Why would they do this and destroy the minds of the people? One lady called me from England who had been using their calcium, which is full of aspartame, and she was almost totally blind.
Really?
And then somebody happened to tell her.
Holy mackerel. It's
so, you know, and to do this to children whose brains are not fully developed. You know, and it's like Dr. Blaylock says in his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. He says, okay, you got a live child, you know, their mother used aspartame and the child appears to be okay. Well, by the time that the child has reached puberty, usually you will see the problems, and they'll come out as behavioral problems, or they'll come out like things like dyslexia. And so it's one of the things Dr. Blaylock did for us, which I'm very, very grateful, is that he wrote a paper that we have on WNHO.net, what to do if you've used aspartame, and he tells you how to rebuild the immune system and how you must take magnesium every day of your life because it protects the brain and the heart from excitotoxins. How serious is that? Well, when the athletes run, they deplete magnesium, and they're using aspartame. Well, what happens? It damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death. And the athletes are dropping dead. And take that one step further, and this is in the movie, one of the most aerobic is basketball. Charles Fleming died, and on the autopsy it showed acute and chronic methanol poisoning. And they thought his wife poisoned him. She took a lie detector test. They told her, no, you didn't do it. They turned around and indicted her, put her in a cold prison in Virginia, this sweet little Sunday school teacher. And she is, and they sentenced her to 30 and 20 years.
She's still in
currently.
Prison?
She's still there. The doctors have looked at the autopsy and said this man, and given affidavits that he died from aspartame, but she's still there.
Why hasn't anybody done a class action suit against the FDA and Searle Laboratories? I mean, God knows, you must know enough people who have suffered the, you know, the...
You know, it's a good question. First of all, you know, people have been suing them for years, but they that what they do is they either threaten them or they settle it. And so that it is not on record. And it needs to be class action. Now, we are taking cases of the brain tumors. It's so well established. But they're only starting in New York, New Jersey, Madison County, Illinois, and Mississippi. If they're from those states, we are taking them for litigation. And it's more like product liability rather than class action. But it's a beginning. And that's what we... that's what we're doing at the present time. Now, somebody, he was not an attorney, but he filed a RICO suit against NutraSweet, against Monsanto, and, you know, they settled it somehow. But the record shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are, you know, guilty of racketeering. But they did file that suit. The problem is, you know, who's got the money and the... You know, there's a lot of attorneys that call me constantly about this. A lot of them just don't, you know, have the courage to go out and do it. It's like fighting the Third World War. Look what's going on in New Mexico. Look at this courageous man, Stephen Fox, who has
found... This is where you're trying to get aspartame taken out of New Mexico or forbidden?
Right. First filed with the Environmental Improvement Board to ban aspartame in the state of Mexico, because it violates the Adulteration Act. And, of course, you know...
Wait a minute. Back up. What is the Adulteration Act?
Well, every state has statutes, and then there's the federal statute that I told you about that's mentioned in the protest of the National Soft Drink Association. If something decomposes, it's considered unfit to use and therefore violates... that statute, so that it's illegal to put it in those products. And the interesting thing about it, when it was approved for dry goods, Hays went ahead and got it approved for carbonated beverages, which even the FDA, you know, admitted you just can't do it. First of all, you can't heat it, and it would break down. And he just approved it anyway, didn't care. And that's when, you know, people were just complaining everywhere, pleading for congressional hearings. And, you know, you've got these senators that are paid off, like Senator Orrin Hatch. And I've got takes of him. Looks like he's on CNN. Senator Metzenbaum is saying, Orrin, these are our kids. We have got to have congressional hearings. Well, maybe... You know, if eventually, you know, and Metzenbaum is saying, Orrin, it's going to be too late. I have papers from you know, from the government where Hatch says no to congressional hearings. So it was not till 1985 that they had congressional hearings, and Metzenbaum wrote a bill that would have required independent studies by the National Institute of Health on the things they were seeing in the population. One of them is what it does to the fetus, drug interaction, seizures, behavioral problems, and also putting a moratorium on aspartame. And it never got out of committee because Orrin Hatch was a hypocrite in Congress. And he was paid $3,000 by Monsanto that we know of.
Wow.
So in other words, they had three congressional hearings. They had doctors and scientists screaming at Congress of this thing. But that's, you know, the pharmaceutical and chemical industry, or big pharma, whatever you want to call them, they have bottomless checkbooks.
That's right.
And they
because
have
they're affiliated with the oil industry.
Yeah, they have influence where they put people in high prices. You know, they had Ashcroft as attorney general, and then they took Thompson out of King and Spalding, which was their attorneys. He's a Monsanto attorney, and put him as deputy.
Who is that? What's his name?
His name was Thompson, and they put people in, you know, like Clarence Thompson, for instance, Supreme Court Justice.
You mean Clarence Thomas?
Thomas, right, was a former Monsanto attorney.
He was.
Yes. I mean, where do you think you're going to get any justice? They get judges appointed. Nobody cares about the people. That's why we do this free. We don't sell anything. All we do is tell people, don't let it ruin your life. Just think. It destroys the sex of the man. It ruins female response. It causes all kinds of mood alteration. It destroys the ability to have children or causes birth defects. How much more can you destroy a family? It's like a woman that called. She said she drank Diet Coke through three pregnancies. She's got three autistic children.
Oh, you're kidding.
And she says that she and her husband, the whole family's destroyed because they have to work two jobs to set up a trust fund so when they're not there, there'll be some money to take care of three autistic children.
My.
And I'll tell you something else, why I am so pushy about pulling, you know, these aspartame pop out of youngsters' hands in the grocery store is because, like one woman said, she had one autistic child and one ADD. And I said, oh, my word, you used aspartame during pregnancy. She said, no, I didn't. I used it prior to pregnancy, and my doctor said it built up in my system.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, so people are being literally poisoned by aspartame, destroying their whole life.
You know, I've really been wondering what was causing people to have so much trouble getting pregnant.
That's
because
it.
Because it's just rampant everywhere right
yes,
now.
Yes, absolutely. You know, they get labor. Nobody's making children. They get labor from different countries. And I mean, it's just tragic. People
well,
have.
Now, let's talk about what's going on in New Mexico again.
Okay, well, what happened was, believe it or not, we won. They agreed to a hearing. They were trying to say that, well, it was FDA approved, so therefore, you know, whether it violates state statutes, and I brought out the fact that it also violated federal adulteration statutes. And they were arguing whether they had the right, but there were so many, you know, doctors writing and the governor of New Mexico, Richardson, goes along with it. And so in July, there will be a hearing whether to ban it out of New Mexico. Now, in the meantime, Stephen Fox is...
So wait a minute. So you went to the legislature with your evidence that New Mexico...
No. The Environmental Improvement Board in New Mexico.
I see.
Okay. They, first of all, they tried to set up a nutrition... They did try to go through the legislature to set up a nutrition board. And actually, it went through. And then there was all this to do with the filibuster and somehow it got reversed when Ajinomoto and Atria, who's over Kraft, owns Kraft Foods, and they got involved and tried to prevent it, and they did. But so then he went to the Environmental Improvement Board and
now,
won.
When you say he, tell me again who that was.
Stephen Fox. He's
okay.
The petitioner there. He's also our Mission Possible New Mexico.
Oh, so he's a member of your organization. He's
right.
He's not a politician then.
Well, yeah, he's a politician too.
I mean, does he hold office? I guess
he doesn't hold office, but you just have to know Stephen Fox. It's not very much that he hasn't done.
I see.
He knows everybody on first name terms in the governor's office on down. And senators, you know, wrote letters too, even to the Environmental Improvement Board, because they knew that he was right. And so after all this, he got to thinking, you know, we've got to wait until July. So he went to the Board of Pharmacy to get aspartame banned from drugs in New Mexico, and also mercury, because you've got, this mercury is causing this autism, and then aspartame causes autism. So what chance, and they interact, so what chance does the child have today?
You're talking about the mercury that they put into teeth?
Dimersol, in the vaccines.
Mercury. Oh, in the vaccines.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I just
want to say that if anybody wants to call in with any questions, our call-in number is 888-268-4313, and we're talking to Betty Martini, who is the head of Mission Possible, an international organization, to have aspartame taken out of practically everything on the
off the planet.
Off the planet. Okay. So now what happens, he's gone through this organization, right? And
they went to the board and then some hot shot at Harvard.
The board of what?
Board of Pharmacy.
The Board of Pharmacy, okay.
Yeah, they're hiring attorneys now and, you know, because the biggest manufacturer of aspartame is Ajinomoto. And,
where is that company?
Well, it's in America, but it's also in France and also in Japan.
How do you spell that?
A-J-I-N, Ajinomoto, M-O-T-O, Ajinomoto. And
I thought Monsanto was the sole manufacturer of aspartame.
Well, you know what happened with Monsanto? You know, when I got started, I told Monsanto, I said, let me tell you something. We're starting off with a network of 900,000 people. And anytime we get anything new, it goes on the network. Everything is public. Nothing is private. You want me, you got to get the other 900,000 people.
Do you really have that many people that have tuned into your organization?
We were using an existing network when I first got started. Somebody else had that went all over the world and took flyers in other countries. We had to get it, you know, there were countries that didn't know anything about aspartame. That's originally how we got started. But here's what happened about Monsanto and why they sold NutraSweet. It's back in 1995, I lectured for the World Environmental Conference. And when I was there, before I lectured, the keynote, Dr. Clarice Gaylord of the EPA said, we have an epic of MS and, lupus and we can't identify the toxin. And I said, well, I'm here to lecture on MS and lupus and identify that toxin as NutraSweet. And I came back and I was on a list of neurosurgeons, and I was trying to explain to these hard-headed doctors that we do have an epidemic of MS. And Dr. Roberts even wrote a paper on it we put on the list, and this just went on, and finally I said, look, I just lectured for the World Environmental Conference, and let me tell you what aspartame causes. And I commenced to just tell them everything, a very long post, which got posted on our website. Somebody by the name of Nancy Markle came along, picked it up, added to it, disorganized it, changed the title, and sent it to, it was picked up by John Smith in England, who sent it to somebody in America who was a networker, and put it on 450 global networks, and it made world news.
Wow.
Well, all of a sudden, people all over the world said, oh, it's causing diabetes. It's making people go blind, getting MS and lupus. Monsanto set up front groups, Urban Legends, and all these people, and Snoops, you know, to say, oh no, it's safe, it's all a hoax. They did everything humanly possible that they could do. Some of the worst and most despicable people, you know, Quack Watch and all these, just really, they just lied and lied and lied, trying to say, don't believe it, don't believe it. So many people throughout the world, people were calling me in languages that I couldn't even understand, and my phone rang. In fact, I still don't have call waiting. My phone rang every 2 minutes around the clock for a year, the first year, even during the night. I mean, we used to laugh about it. My husband used to say, which side of the bed that you want? You want the Nancy Markle side? You're going to answer the phone tonight. You know, Hong Kong would call at 5, and Australia would call at 4. And a lot of people didn't know whether it was true or not. And they sitting there in wheelchairs and thought, well, geez, if this is the cause and I don't know if it is or not, I'll give up my Diet Coke. And they did. And they walked out of those wheelchairs. And Monsanto.
Do you still have that list of people?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, you wouldn't believe the list. One day I lost 12,000 case histories that came in all at once and crashed my computer over this. That's how many people were calling in. You couldn't get my line. The cases were coming in one after another. People were hysterical. They were calling. They were crying. They had brain tumors. They found out all at once. So with all that Monsanto could do, they could not put out the fire. And so they sold the NutraSweet company. And that was the absolute reason why they did it. They just, you know, I mean, how do you tell somebody who's been having a seizure every day of their life, who stopped their aspartame, and all of a sudden they had no more seizures? And one of those ladies, one of those people that was in the doorway and read about that was Corey Brackett. She was diagnosed with MS with the largest lesion ever diagnosed in an MS victim. And she had gained a lot of weight. She was in a wheelchair. And she got on the website, DORWAY.com, read about it, and stopped using it. Eventually, she walked out of that wheelchair. She lost all the weight. 8 months later, the huge lesion in her brain all but disappeared off of aspartame. And when she called me, she said, a movie needs to be made. I said, tell me about it. She said, honey, I owned the film company. And so she went all over the United States, and she interviewed these famous doctors who were so courageous, like Dr. Roberts, Dr. Walton, Dr. Blaylock, and interviewed James Turner, interviewed Ed Johnson, who used to work in the Justice Department, who also had a brain tumor. All these victims went to the prison in Virginia and talked to Diane Fleming, and made the most incredible movie, Sweet Misery, A Poison World. And that all came because of, must have been an angel, whatever it was, that overnight told the world that aspartame was a deadly poison.
Well, that angel was you, my dear.
Well, no, I wasn't the one that got it all over the world. It
well,
was,
you
it was
started
an incredible
it.
Thing.
You started it. You started the movement. I mean, you've been, to my knowledge, you've been fighting this battle 7 days a week for, what, 14 years?
14 years.
Yeah.
There is never a day. And I'll tell you something. Ever since that happened, which was in, let's see, I was in 95, started coming back to me in November 1998, there never goes a day by that somebody who has read that doesn't call. Even today, in the year 2005, it's just, it can't be stopped. And they keep, it just keeps going round and round. And every day, somebody's life is saved by that post.
That's
somebody
amazing.
Calls, is it true? Is it true?
And that's the doorway.com website.
Yes. And the other one is www.wnho.net. And for people that want to, you know, keep up to date of what's going on, right on the front page is a banner where you can subscribe to the aspartame information list, which means you'll get all the updates, new articles, and all my emails. And then you can click on aspartame, read all the new press releases, what's going on in New Mexico. And there are efforts everywhere. There are efforts everywhere to get it banned. I think we're going to set up a list on how people can do it in their state until there is just such an overbearing effort of people the world over to put a stop to it.
Now, where is this company that purchased aspartame? Where are they located?
Well, first of all, they sold it in four different entities. They sold most of it to Ajinomoto, and then they sold part of it to Child's Tabletop. That's in
What's
Boston.
It called?
Child's, C-H-I-L-D-S. They're in Boston. And they sold part of it to Marisol, and that's really just a bunch of Monsanto managers. That's their investment company. And believe it or not, the other part was sold to the investment corporation of Michael Dell. Dell Computers. I immediately gave him
Dell Computers.
Yes, owns part of NutraSweet.
No kidding.
Yeah, I wrote his father-in-law, you know, just he's buying a world plague. We stopped some of the sales, you know, when other companies were going to buy it. You know, we always went ahead and let them know, this is a world plague. Is this what you want to buy? But this is what they did, you know. Ajinomoto makes aspartame and also MSG. And they have a synergistic and additive effect with each other, just destroying the brains of kids. Absolutely.
Holy mackerel. Where is that company?
Well, Ajinomoto is...
Is that a Japanese company?
Yeah, it's a Japanese company, but it's here in America. They have offices, you know, in France. They have offices in Japan.
I've never heard the name before.
Oh, yeah. Get on WNHO and read Ajinomoto, Brain Tumors, Recipe for Death. And
well,
it's a very good post that'll tell you all about Ajinomoto. They write all kinds of things about me. So one day I opened, I wrote an open letter, and I just took every one of their lies and put the real truth from the Congressional Record of Government Records. And eventually we sent this to Japan, and they translated it into English and told Ajinomoto to answer it. I don't know what's ever happened about that. But they didn't like it either. Just absolutely lie.
That is amazing. It's amazing that our government allows such a toxic substance to be
pharmaceutical
out.
Companies are running the world.
Yes, they are.
You know, or was it Lane Shore went to get some pills for his wife, and the insurance company wouldn't pay for them after the second month, and I forgot what it was, 29 days or something, for $2,800 for a bunch of little pills. That's where they have to, the reason they charge the public so much is, you know, they got to pay off Congress, they've got to, you know, they have legal bills and everything else, and they're just destroying. I mean, look at elderly people who don't have that much money and have to pay that kind of a high price. Go get a thing of antibiotics, and it's $100.
Yeah, that's the other scenario about this aspartame is that most of the people in, you know, what am I trying to say? Senior citizens' homes wind up getting fed aspartame all day in their food.
All day.
In everything they're eating.
Oh, listen, when my mother-in-law was in a home, you know, they had one floor with Alzheimer patients, and that's aspartame is escalating Alzheimer's, and they're feeding them Diet Cokes.
It's just incredible. Well, what all did Dr. Roberts' report really discuss when he talked about the effects that aspartame has on Alzheimer's?
Well, memory loss is so common. Of 92 symptoms, it's number 9 on the FDA list. A lot of people say that they don't know where they are. They forget to pick up their kids. It causes short-term memory loss. This man out here at Life Chiropractic today, you can't get through Life Chiropractic unless you can answer questions on the final on aspartame. But he used to work for one of the our governors, and he was their writer. And eventually his wife had introduced him to his family. He couldn't remember. And it's very common. And so, you know, they were wondering why. In fact, somebody from a hospice called me says, why are 30-year-old people, you know, being diagnosed with Alzheimer's? And it's like, for instance, take something like bipolar. That's an adult disease. People get it in their late 20s or early 30s, people that get bipolar or manic depression. But there was a front page article a couple years ago, cover story from Time Magazine, 1 million kids with bipolar. Kids don't get bipolar. Aspartame does not know age. That's what Michael Fox got Parkinson's at the age of 30.
Was he ever contacted to find out if he was a diet drinker?
He was addicted to Diet Pepsi. He was a Diet Pepsi spokesman. And he would drive around, you know, and his limousine would just piled up in the car, Diet Pepsis. And an informant was the one that told me that he drank it all day long, an informant that was with him all day long. And so we put out a press release, and the interesting thing, I got started because of Parkinson's disease, and he's just like the man, you know, his arms and legs swinging around. And first thing I know, yep, drinking Diet Pepsi and taking L-Dopa.
Well, does he know that now? Has anyone ever informed him?
I don't know. They really kept it away from him for a long time. And there's a doctor in Canada who is a world famous Parkinson doctor. And I called up there to tell him, and his wife, you know, prevented me from talking to him and just saying, oh, well, you know, Parkinson's came before aspartame. Now, if you want to talk about a stupid answer, you know, people can get MS from many things. Naturally, something like formaldehyde's going to cause it, or something that destroys the central nervous system. But people could, you know, be a fighter and be getting formaldehyde from a map, on a mat, or many things, and get MS. It doesn't mean that they just get it from one source. It just happens that aspartame does precipitate Parkinson's. That's why Dr. Blaylock wrote his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, his father died of Parkinson's. And he's a pro on it, and he can explain it, you know. But, you know, it's giving people that are very young diseases of old people. And incidentally, the reason that aspartame interacts with all drugs is it damages the mitochondria. The mitochondria is the life of the cell. That's why people's hair turns gray. That's why people's hair fall out. It's because aspartame makes you old. It damages the life of the cell. I mean, if you tried to think of the worst poison in the world and how you could destroy the human body, you couldn't do it any better than aspartame.
It almost seems like a concerted effort, doesn't it? Like a conspiracy at some level.
Well, I don't know if you would call it a conspiracy. It's the truth. It's, you know, it's just absolutely factual. I could sit here and talk for 15 hours and I can pull a government record out to prove everything that I say. It's on record. And they lie. And you know, there's a law against that. They call it Title 18, Section 1001. That's the very law they use to try to indict Searle, you know, for fraud.
Uh-huh.
And it is against the law to have full knowledge and stumble the public and lie. And now the FDA is guilty of the very law they tried to get Searle indicted for.
Well, the FDA is an impotent organization in terms of protecting the public. I mean, it's controlled by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, yes, they are the handmaiden of the pharmaceutical industry.
Absolutely.
And prior to the approval of aspartame, they were trying to do a good job, because they did everything humanly possible to prevent the approval of it. And I think afterwards they just gave heed to the wind, because once it was approved, they couldn't say, well, yes, we did approve it, but it's not safe. And so if they wanted to keep their job and work for the FDA, they had to lie. And there's nothing worse than a liar. Many times the press will call them, and I think that sometimes they don't want to actually have to say it. I mean, actually give a comment. They'll say, well, go to our website and read it. And I've called some of these doctors, like Dr. Hatton and Dr. Harris. I said, you're lying to the public. And I'll take every lie and show it to them in the congressional record and show them, this is the truth and this is what you're lying about. And they don't care. I got in such an argument with somebody where a congressman had been writing to a victim, and the FDA kept writing all these lies, that I would answer every one of them, and they'd write again, and they'd say some more lies. And finally, you know, I said, there isn't anything else. You've lied about everything. And a magazine in England published it all.
Well, which
every
magazine
lie,
was that?
The FDA, huh?
Which magazine was that next?
It's called, I always pronounce it a little different, but it's Namaste. It's a wonderful magazine. And,
you know what, Betty, we're running out of time and I just hate it because I could listen to you talk about this topic forever, but I want you to give your websites again so if anybody's listening, they might go into the website and, we'll just have to do this again sometime because, it's such an important topic, and I just really appreciate it. You want to go ahead and give your doorway.com.
Okay, that's with one O in the door.
Okay.
And then www.wnho.net. That's World Natural Health Organization.
Okay.
And that has all the, Dave Reeds, who had Mission Possible South Carolina on Doorway, that housed Mission Possible records, died from aspartame, and it's continued on wnho.net. And, my email is BettyM19@Mindspring.com so that people that want to get involved or help your state, you know, or need help can email me and, or they can become part of the, you know, get on the aspartame information list and get all their questions answered and, we'll give them all the help that, you know, they need.
Thank you so much. And this has been Health Frontiers with Lexi Ross. Good evening.
Thank you, Nancy.